This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's who we are, what we are. Africa, oh Africa, Umusenjalo, Africa. Africa, oh Africa, Umusenjalo.
It's 12 minutes after 12 right here on MET Radio. This one is called Africa by Siggy Joe. And right here on the Hlakalani Midday Show, man, where we connect your mornings to your afternoon. What a beautiful song. And it's a beautiful song because it's also Heritage Day. But yes, man, for on MET Radio, let's all welcome Umau Siggy Joe. And... yes, hey, what a beautiful song. Firstly, welcome to MET Radio.
Thank you so much for having me and happy Heritage Month.
Yes, and it's a beautiful song. I want to speak about it before we even go far. What inspired it?
The song is about the beauty of our country, South Africa, and the rest of the continent of Africa. I talk about nature, the people, the culture, and the Rainbow Nation, and everything that is beautiful when it comes to being South African.
That is amazing. So let's just get straight into it. I know you are a powerhouse, but some of our listeners may not. So please tell us, who is Siggy Joe and how did this music
My name is
about?
Siggy Joe and many people know me by the title of the African Queen from The Voice South Africa. I sang Uqongqothwane, also known as the click song by Mam Miriam Makeba. A video of me singing this song went viral across the world, not only in South Africa, and I gained recognition internationally and locally. I sing and I also perform on stage as an actress. I'm a mom and a very warm sister. I was born in Port Elizabeth. Now I stay in Johannesburg. And currently I am on tour, touring Durban, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, Johannesburg, Mozambique, and Brazil. So I'm very happy to be here
Even
today.
Brazil.
Yes.
Oh, that is amazing. Yes, that is amazing. But in case some people don't know what you are talking about, I just want to give them a glimpse of this. Wow, amazing, man. I just had to do that. At that moment when those chairs turned, how did it feel?
Oh, thank you so much for this question. It was such a special moment that is in my memories, unforgettable. I was very nervous when they turned, you know. I didn't expect them to turn within 3 seconds of me just relating. First of all, when I chose the song, I was very hesitant and very nervous about it because everyone else on the show had chosen pop songs, you know, songs from America and so forth, international songs. And I was so brave to sing such a Xhosa traditional song, if I may put it that way. And for me to get such a response was a huge achievement and a surprise.
Yes, it's amazing because sometimes being different is what it's all it takes.
Yes,
just being different.
Yes.
Maybe it's what attracts the judges besides your beautiful voice, yeah? Because it's amazing. So maybe if we can touch on who inspired you to even get into music, because you must have people that you look up to.
I started performing when I was only 6 years old. Wow. I grew up in the township and we used to gather on the streets and use anything that was in front of us to create instruments. We would use bottles to create guitars. We would use buckets to create drums and we would perform. And sometimes we would go to where a tourist would be found, like in tourist attraction places. And we'd hope that somehow or some way someone will pick us up and give us a platform. So I grew up then singing in choir as well. And while I was in choir, I was, chosen to be the choir leader or leader song. And eventually I got introduced to the likes of Mamu Sibongile Khumalo, Miriam Makeba, and I got introduced to Abo Brenda Fassie and Mamuleta Mbuli as well. So that's where my inspiration comes from.
That is amazing. So your sound is very different. So someone who is new maybe to your music, how would you explain your sound?
My sound is very different. You're right about that, because I am not an artist who puts herself in a box. You know, I always want to explore within genres. I'm classically trained, so my vocals are influenced by the classical music sometimes. But also I like to embrace being African. And so my sound comes a lot from, you know, the Xhosa township music, you know, Xhosa rural music as well. And my sound, when I describe it, I describe it as African soulful music, Afro soul. Yeah.
So you are the artist to look out for in Njoragwe Heritage Month, and Definitely. Luckily we get to experience you in Durban. You are touring around Durban. Which we'll speak about that in just a few minutes. But I want us to go back to the music. This one is also by you. This one is called Begezela, right? Your name
is
MET Radio.
I love this song.
Yeah. When you come back, we're getting into more. You are also on acting, so we'll speak more about that also.
Okay.
Megezela, nyamezela, namaguzima, uzokumelela. Megezela, nyamezela, namaguzima, uzokumelela. Utata elan kunzogolo, basale unonzogolo. Sizo pumelela, begezela, yamezela. Nomagunzima, uzo pumelela, begezela, yamezela. Nomagunzima. Uzopume.
Yo, that was amazing. I just had to let my listeners hear that one. Oh, that is amazing. What a beautiful song, and also what a beautiful voice. Let's speak about it.
Oh, this song.
I love to speak about the music because I believe it comes from somewhere. Yes. When you were writing this song, what was going through your mind?
Was going through the most. Through the most. I was a student, you know, having battles, just normal challenges as a student who's coming from a disadvantaged family and who finds herself in this institution and where I had to fit in. And when I realized that I'm actually poor. So when I wrote the song, I wrote the song to motivate myself that everything is going to be all right. Even if life is full of challenges, it was a manifestation to my life that one day I will also be okay financially, emotionally, and mentally. So this song is inspired by that.
And it is a very emotional song. And it's always nice when artists put their emotions into a song because we also get to feel what they are actually feeling.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful song. And we thank you for it.
Thank you.
Maybe
well.
It will motivate someone out there who is going through the same thing.
Thank you. I love this song because it motivates me as well a couple of times. You know, life is amazing. Life is good. But also life has its own challenges. So when I am feeling down, I do sing the song to myself. I do sing it as well too, for comfort. So I know that the song touches somebody when I sing it every time.
So, yeah, what a beautiful song. Now I'm lost of words. So, just to move on.
You made me cry.
Sorry,
it's
man.
Okay.
It's your song. So I want us to get into acting now. How did you get into acting? How did that come about?
While I was performing, I told you my story that I used to perform right on the streets. I did not only perform as a singer, but we used to do sketches as well. And then I found myself being casted, you know, for school plays. There was this other time when my teacher didn't even audition me because I never went to the auditions. But she said to me that she sees something in me. I was in grade 4 then. And she gave me one of the leading roles of the school play. And we attended a competition with other schools. And we actually won that competition.
Wow.
And I got an award, you know. And that's when I realized that I have this acting skill in me. So then when I went to university, one of the things that I majored in was theater studies.
Wow.
Along with instrumental music studies as well. So then after graduating, I got involved in a lot of theater shows. I traveled to the National Arts Festival. I performed at Baxter Theater as well. However, you know, in life you have to choose what works for you. And for now, music is working for me. However, I will go back to acting at some point.
Yes, we would like to see you on our screens. We keep seeing the same faces. So
you know?
We like to see new faces on our screens. So still speaking of music, a little birdie told me, I won't reveal my source, but that you also performed on a cruise.
Oh, yes.
Tell
I us just
about
came
that
back.
Experience.
You see, now I love talking about this topic.
Yes, let's talk about it.
I just came back from a cruise actually a month ago. I traveled New Zealand, I traveled Australia, I traveled the whole of Asia, Ngibalawena, Thailand. Japan, South Korea, Ngicho, everywhere in Asia. So that was a really beautiful experience. One of the things that I loved about working at a cruise is that I got to meet different people from different parts of the world, you know, I got to learn about the different cultures, tasted, you know, cultural food and experienced the whole cultural activities. So it was such a life-changing moment for me as well to be outside the country for a long time away from my family and to travel the world in such a short space of time.
It is amazing. Now, I also want to know, how is it like, the experience? Is it the same as performing in a stage, or do you feel it's okay? I'm in a ship right now. As much as I'm performing, it's okay. I'm in a moving transport.
Lalela. You feel like a star there.
Wow.
Because everybody worships you. They want to be like you. You know, cruise ships are attended by financially stable people. You know, so they respect you when you're there. That the treatment is so different. And we do perform. We have a theater there, so it's a proper professional show. And they understand that this talent has been outsourced from South Africa, and we're one of the greatest musicians in our countries. They took, you know, the best from each country. We come from different countries. In terms of, is it different from singing on land? Definitely, because I've fallen on stage a couple of times.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's a moving transport.
Yes, that is what I'm thinking about. You must feel that we are in a moving transport here, because you are in a sea.
Yeah, sea motion.
For me, I would be
sea
panicking.
Sickness, yeah. Paranoia. I mean, if you are someone who understands spirituality, everything is spiritual, but there by the sea, it's a whole nother spiritual level. People use water to pray for water and use it. People use water to partha as well. So imagine we were there in that realm. It was a different one. I can say that I came back stronger. Maybe we in the meme dangas.
We can never know. Yeah, so it must have been a nice experience.
Yes, very beautiful. I would do it over and over again. I can't wait to join my contract again.
Wow, that is nice. But let's move on now. Any collaboration that we must look forward to, or any artist that you wish to collaborate with locally?
I am working on a song with Ifani, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I have collaborated with the Kush Mahleka. She's a poet. I'm looking forward to collaborating with other musicians as well in the country. I love Didi Luzipo. I love Nomfundo Xaluva. I love Zoe Modiha. Oh, tonight, actually, I'm collaborating with my friend, Uzinhle Madela. She's going to be performing tonight at my show.
Oh, that is amazing. We are looking forward to it. And also, collaboration with Ifani, hip-hop.
I mean, I'm very open. I don't restrict myself. I do cross over singing into different genres. So I won't speak a lot about it, because he's probably going to beat me up for this one. But I'm sorry, my friend. It's coming out very soon.
Yes, and I'm definitely looking forward to that one. But yeah, when you come back, we are speaking about the show that you are currently, you are on tour.
Yes.
So we're speaking about it in just a few minutes. I just want to go to this song. When you come back, we're still continuing with the interview. We're to see Joanne right here on MET Radio. This one is called So Easy.
Yay! I love So Easy. Such a light song.
So easy.
It's Siggy Joe, and this one is called So Easy right here on MET Radio, just 27 minutes before 1 p.m. right here on the Hlangana Midday Show. We connect your mornings to your afternoon. This one was called So Easy. It's a beautiful song. There is a line that I love on that song. It's so easy.
Yes. You know when somebody loves you so much that it's so easy, that it's like breathing. A kind that's like that. It's the most beautiful love ever.
Yo, I want to experience that. Hopefully, I will one day.
I song is a deserve uktando, as what you say. And sometimes it's not coming from a partner. Love comes from friendships. Love comes from family as well. Just surround yourselves with people who love you and who makes it so easy for them to be loved by you too.
Yeah. Hey, so let's move on. We don't want to keep you for long. There is a tour that you are currently on. Can you tell us more about that one? I believe you have a show also today.
Yes, I have a show today. I am traveling. I'm traveling Durban, Port Elizabeth, Cape Town, and Johannesburg. If you know anyone who is in one of those cities, tell them that Siggy Joe N is on tour. Yes. But what brings me today in Durban is my show, which will take place at UKZN Jazz Center tonight at 5:30. We are starting 5:30 on the dot. I've performed there. Yes, I know. They are on time all the time. So we are starting at 5:30. Tickets are available still on web tickets. Abantu base Durban, I've noticed them throughout my experience over the years, is that they don't like to buy tickets online. They like to come and buy by the door. So I know you guys are coming, and the more the merrier. I would love to give you my original music there and some, you know, famous covers. We are with Cruise, so my music repertoire has expanded rapidly. There are songs that I got introduced to as I've been traveling in different parts of the world. So come through and experience African music with so much royalty in it, with amazing musicians. I am playing with Uqaqambile Qingana on keys. He's from PE and he's my music director. We travel together all the time. And the music musicians who are based in Durban are my long time friends. Umzwa Bengu on drums, amazing, very talented, and Ukayo Hlophe on bass guitar. So we are a very tight band. We love each other to beats, and they have prepared. My band is so professional, and I can't wait for you guys to experience this on stage. It's gonna be such a dope show, from a singing tando grooves by Uma Musibongile Khumalo to singing Obekezela by Siggy Joe and myself, my own composition, to me telling you my stories from around the world. It's going to be such a great. Oh, Mamel, I won't forget to sing the click song for you because you guys love it so much.
We love it. Before we leave, you're definitely going to sing it. Now, how can people find you on social media and how can they book you?
I am live right now on TikTok. Shout out to my followers. I am on social media. I love social media. I post vlogs and some daily posts and some snaps, you know, selfies. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on X. And I am on LinkedIn. And I'm also on TikTok. My name is Siggy Joe N. If you search at Joe N underscore Siggy, J-O-A-N underscore S-I-K-I, ngu Siggy Joe N Gelo.
Amazing. Thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio, and we wish you all the best with your show today. Hopefully it's going to be amazing. Zane. I know it's going to be amazing.
I've got a ticket for you. What do you mean?
For me?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely coming. I'm definitely coming now. Thank you very much for joining us right here on MUT Radio. That was Umasi Joe, and joining us live on the Hlangana Midday Show. If you missed this interview, it's going to be on our podcast. Just download the MUT Radio app on Google Play Store and also on Apple App Store. But
thank you for having me.
I'm just going to let you do what you do best.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen,
Masiki Joe
N. AP. You said the click song.
Oh, all right, let me grab my guitar. Can all I? Right. Is that okay?
Yes,
okay.
You can. Yes, we want to hear it.
Yes.
Yes, so live, performing live in J on MUT Radio, the only campus radio station in KZN. We got Umasiggy Joe N. I'm just going to let you do what you do best.
Yes. Are you
La maqaba qaba impola aqhatha amagqirha teqeqesho ezingqontweni La maqaba qaba impola aqhatha amagqirha teqeqesho ezingqontweni
Man, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. That was Uma Sikijo and joining us live on ABUT Radio. I wish I could go home just now, but see. Work is work. But right now, let's get back to the music. So we're closing it off with this one. It's called Begezela on ABUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.